Okay, I've got...
Hear me, gentlemen? Hello, can you hear me?
There's a,
yes, they can.
It's not, there's not a payroll. This one was for the minutes and the...
HPRP, and then there's another issue with Donna.
Okay, there's some question as of the treasurer and the clerk, I guess, of whose responsibility this is. I'm a little bit confused in Donna's participation as far as the... are you there, Donna, where you can hear me?
Donna, can you hear them? Donna, are you there?
Is this HPRP stuff?
Right, but...
I don't think that's the same thing as the bond, this, is it?
Are you there, Donna?
Hey, is this... this?
I don't think it's the same issue. I think one's a grant and one's reinvestment.
One's a grant and one's reinvestment, and I've got them down here wrong. He's making a motion to approve, and that's fine. I'll second that motion. Right. Now, the... It's on my phone, and I don't have it in front of me, and I don't have an agenda, but it's on there about the reinvestment funds, and it's got the county clerk as the name behind it.
The issue was the...
Okay.
The notice that we needed, that our CDs were maturing, came in to the clerk.
Okay, here we are.
And
can
the
hear
clerk
us?
Notified the treasurer, and she brought both Rick Finley and I in to discuss it. And she wanted to bring that to the county commission's attention, that those CDs were maturing and they needed to be reinvested. Is that right, Donna?
That's right, Bob. Basically, gentlemen, if you want Helen to handle that from now forward, that's fine with me. I just need some direction on what to do. In talking with Helen this morning, she's willing to have me email Betty with UMB Bank, and they can email each other and establish what CDs to purchase if they need to be purchased today.
I think it would be important that the treasurer know as quickly as possible, maybe even instantaneously with Betty, that things are maturing, and so that she can reinvest them in a timely basis. Yes, sometimes it's very, timing can be very important when it comes to investments.
Donnie, it might be.
I agree with Bob's statement. In fact, I've talked to Betty about setting up some online information. And I'll have Helen set up as well so she can help watch those bonds.
Donnie, it would be helpful to us to make sure that Helen gets that information, that you would tell Betty that Helen needs to be made aware of that she is the one that makes the investment decisions for the county. So if you could
that's what I'm going to hear from the commission, that's what I'm happy to do. I'm just trying to get this issue resolved.
I don't know that you need to hear from the commission, but they will probably give it to you. It's in the statute, so you don't have to worry about it, don't worry.
And
you're fine. You're fine with her handling the investments, correct, Donna?
I have no problem at all. I just assume get it done immediately whenever we get the phone call.
Okay, there's no motions needed or anything like that, but you said you need to hear it from the commission. Well, you don't need to hear it from the commission, but that's the way I want it to be handled. Is that the way you're looking at it, Chuck? Chuck said he's in support of it. He's on this speakerphone. Did you hear that, Donna?
I did, and I appreciate you both. I do like to have you informed on things that are going on, especially when it's very important decisions. And certainly I'm happy to have Helen do that. I'll call Betty and get her in touch with Helen, and we'll get this taken care of immediately.
And we all appreciate you bringing it to the commission's attention, I'm sure.
That's right. So there's no motions or anything needed on that. It was posted, and so, Chuck, I don't guess we need to do anything, do we? We just give direction. Okay?
Yes.
He's recessing the meeting right now, so.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christy.